So we can express the signal-to-noise ratio at the output of the diversity combiner in terms of the amplitude in each branch, rho sub I, the weight factor for the signal in that particular branch, A sub I, and the noise power, N, which we assume to be equal in each of the branches, and we assume independent, identically distributed noise in each of the branches. We see that the signal power in the signal-to-noise ratio is expressed as the square of a sum of A sub I multiplied by rho sub I. And if we apply Cauchy's inequality to this, we see that this signal power is always less than the sum of the weight factor squared multiplied by the sum of the amplitudes squared. And the best we can achieve with our diversity combining scheme is, of course, an equality here. If we use this Cauchy's inequality, we found that the signal-to-noise ratio at the combiner output is always less or equal than the sum of the signal-to-noise ratios. So if we take in selection diversity, for instance, the strongest one, the best branch, we have signal-to-noise ratio, the output is equal to the best signal-to-noise ratio. But here we see that we can do much better, we can achieve the sum of all the individual signal-to-noise ratios. How can we achieve this optimum? If we use maximum ratio combining, that is, if we take the weight factor proportional to the amplitude in that particular branch. And that's an interesting result. So we have to boost the strong signals, and we have to further attenuate the weak signals, because these signals contain relatively the most noise. And intuitively, this result is very similar to what we have found for the matched filter receiver, where we also boost or multiply with a large weight factor the signal whenever it is strong, so when we have the most information and the least amount of noise. And we throw away, or we relatively attenuate, those portions of the signal where it is fairly weak.